This was the very last time he went to the park. He could walk just a short distance and then he had to lie down.
Susan Bauer Wu began her talk with pictures of her 13-year-old greyhound, Irish. A professor in UVA's School of Nursing and a specialist in end-of-life care, Bauer Wu has often lectured on death, but this experience was particularly painful for her and her audience.
Many people have pets, and no matter what, we're all dealing with aging and loss in one way or another.
She advised the audience to think about three things. First, quality of life. Irish loved to run.
Every weekend we had a ritual, my husband and I, and the dog would go to the park and we would spend hours there.
But a fast-growing tumor in the animal's shoulder made that impossible.
With pain medication, we were able to control it quite a lot, but he still couldn't get around very well.
Bauer Wu and her husband cared for the dog as best they could. They practiced meditation and breathing exercises to help with that difficult phase when there's little you can do to ease a companion's suffering. She and her husband also began planning what she called a good death. Both took a day off from work to be with the dog, who had shared their lives for 11 years.
We sat with him, had a wonderful last supper with him. We fed him filet mignon, followed by Häagen-Dazs ice cream. We hand-fed it to him on the sofa.
When evening came, Bauer Wu lit candles and played music. The vet arrived and euthanized the dog as he lay in Susan's lap. Then came the third important step in a pet's passing, grief, which can be as intense as it is for human loved ones. Bauer Wu believes that's because a relationship with a pet is totally unguarded.
It's just pure love, pure being there with one another, and pure love translates into real grief.
Some experts recommend getting another pet even before the older one is gone. But Bauer Wu prefers to take her time in grieving the loss of Irish. She recommends the book written by her fellow panelist, Jessica Pierce. It's called The Last Walk. And her own book, Leaves Falling Gently, offers advice to anyone dealing with an ailing loved one at the end of life, be it a person or a pet. I'm Sandy Houseman.